Well, thanks for joining us on the agenda today. Boy, a busy studio today because we've got four folks with kind of different perspectives on the Wenatchee Landing Project. We were excited to hear on the capital budget approved in Olympia, $4 million coming for this project, and we want to get some different perspectives. Joining us in studio today, we have the Douglas County Port District Executive Director, Lisa Parks. Also going to be joining us, Bernina Landers, who's the General Manager of the Douglas County Sewer District. We have Douglas County Commissioner Dan Sutton, and also a Douglas County Sewer Commissioner, Greg Peterson. So welcome to you all, and I guess, Lisa, we'll start with you. I remember years and years ago some discussion, maybe the hospital could move out there, sort of the east end of the bridge there, the Otobashan Bridge, or maybe we'd get a mall out there. And so there's been lots of discussion dating back years and years and years, and almost coming up on a decade now. We had a kind of a master plan out there, and all of that, I think, has probably played some part in getting to our Wenatchee Landing project and to where we are today. So give us a little bit of a thumbnail sketch as to how we got $4 million out of our capital budget approved here.
Sure. Well, you're exactly right. It has been part of our community that has been considered for some form of economic development for a lot of years. I moved to the Valley in 1990 and went to work for Douglas County Planning. There was a new shoreline design area plan. It was identified as some sort of special commercial district. And what's happened is it just has never taken off, largely because there hasn't been the infrastructure available to make it work. So in 2012, the Port District began a process of pulling together all of the stakeholders, including the property owners and the different utility and service purveyors, and talk about what is it that we could do to kind of make things happen and jumpstart activity out there. So it was a long process, as government processes often are. It took us a while to do the different planning processes, but we got to the point where in 2016, in the fall, the Douglas County Commissioners and the City of East Wenatchee Council members met in a joint hearing and approved a subarea plan for the Wenatchee Landing. And it included all of these infrastructure projects identified that were needed in order to support development out there. And sewer was one of the very first requirements. Anytime you have a development of any size or any intensity, connection to domestic sewer system is really a key component to have an efficient utilization of land.
Wenatchee Landing, by the way, with an I, and of course there's a reason behind that, I guess tribute to Native American tribes that kind of inhabited that area?
Yes. One of the first things we did in 2015 was we had a design charrette with property owners from the area, and it was important to them to acknowledge the cultural history that our valley is so rich with. And this is an area that was utilized pretty extensively by the Wenatchee tribe. As I understand it, and we confirm the cultural spelling is with an I, and so that's what we chose to market this property as once we got all the parts and pieces together and we were starting to do outreach to generate some interest.
So a port district is charged with economic development. What are the possibilities out there? I mean, I've looked at my fingertips are so dry here today. I've looked at a map out there. There is a variety of possibilities out there. Once you build it, extend that sewer out there, all kinds of opportunities and possibilities. What's envisioned out there?
It really is an envisioned mixed-use area. So the intent is to find uses that would generate good family wage jobs. So there are office buildings that are contemplated. There's some light industrial where everything would take place inside. There wouldn't be anything happening outside. There's also, it's a beautiful part of our community, and it has a great opportunity for recreational amenities. So there is some contemplation for ball fields of some sort or an aquatic center perhaps, and then all of the hospitality that goes along with that, hotels, motels, restaurants, lots of fun places to go and be, especially with the great access to the loop trail right there. And so it's really, it's wide open for opportunities. opportunities. Residential is seen as sort of a secondary use, a supplemental use, but really the idea is to find a place, create a place where we're developing good jobs for our community and we're creating some tourism activity on this side of the river.
Lisa Parks, Executive Director of the Port of Douglas County. We also have Greg Peterson, who's a sewer commissioner. We've got Dan Sutton, who's a Douglas County commissioner. But we're going to go ladies first here because we also have the general manager of the Douglas County Sewer District. A lot of this in this phase one, it funds extension, significant extension for a main sewer line for Douglas County sewer. I kind of had put down a note here for you and for Greg. Almost the old Field of Dreams thing, build it and they will come. I'm sure you get that all the time in your line of work.
We do, of course, and we try the best we can to pick the right projects and the right extensions to accommodate the growth as it'll happen. You know, too soon, you don't get your return back. Too late, you kind of miss the boat. So this particular traction for this got started over the winter when there was some outreach to our legislators. Senator Hawkins in particular was very supportive of this project and definitely recognized the economic benefits that could come from the extension there. Currently, sewer runs out to 29th Street, and so there's almost a mile of extension that would get it out to the Old Station Bridge Road. And so that project, we started looking at some costs. We were working with the county and the port, $4 million project. And with the support of the legislators, we did a 50% ask of that. And as you know, in the long run, they supported it extremely well. And Representative Steele, they both worked really hard, and we ended up with a full four.
So you asked for two, you got four?
Correct.
How does that work?
You know, I think everybody's still in a little bit of shock about how that all came about, but a lot of smiles all the way around, and I think that really speaks to the fact that there's so much potential for this project out there.
Now, that's $4 million in our capital budget. Is that matching to local funds? Tell me a little bit about that, Bernie.
Well, originally there was going to be a 50% match, and the fact that they funded it by $4 million, we're going to go ahead and use that $4 million to put in the project. We're working with the county to possibly do the county's road portion at the same time as they do Empire. We would put the sewer line in. And so that's kind of the look there. And then the next step is, and probably County Commissioner Sutton can speak to this, working with the legislator to come up with the funding to do the roads.
Well, and Greg, we have Sewer Commissioner Greg Peterson here. Sewer line is very expensive, obviously. And I won't ask you how much per mile, but I mean, if we look at just doing that mile roughly from 29th out to just about the Otobashan Bridge, this is a $4 million project. But if you think of it as a tree, as that spreads out and the economic development that can spur, it's almost limitless. So the return on investment, as Bernita pointed out, but I want to ask a kind of a sewer commissioner, what's more important, water or sewer? I mean, I guess you really need both, don't you?
I think one helps the other. And I think it's about $1 million a mile to do a basic sewer, but this project is more complex because it has to go, I believe, deeper and get underneath water services. So it's just a bigger bite. And yeah, the role of the commissioners is to make sure we're funding the right project at the right time. And you hate to put in a long sewer extension and then not have anybody connect to it.
But what's the long-term goal, Greg, in terms of sewer extension? Are we talking, keep on going eventually out to Baker Flats? I mean, is that really our future? Both you and I have some gray hair. Is that where we're headed?
That was on a piece of paper at one point, but the best strategy now is to go to this distance, because when you go past it, I believe there's a valley out there that gets a little bit more complicated and different permitting and things like that. So this was a good spot that's going to reach to about 283 acres. Of developable land.
So right now, that's just all, septic setups right now for the folks that live out in that area. What kind of a time frame are we looking at in terms of construction? And I don't know if this is one that Bernita can handle, or if as a commissioner you want to tackle that. But what's the time frame on this extension project and starting to see hookups for the homes that may be out in that area, or as we see the new development come in?
I think that the funding needs to be spent within the two-year, the biennium. So we anticipate starting design relatively soon and possibly design over the winter and be ready to go in the spring. Another piece of this is Douglas County Fire District is building a new station out there on 35th that's going in right now. And we're hoping to coordinate those construction projects so that they'll be able to connect to sewer then. So they would be our first connection.
Well, we were talking about the Wenatchee Landing Project, which I know everyone was pleased to hear about the support in the capital budget. Let's bring in Douglas County Commissioner Dan Sutton, who joins us as well. And Dan, I know that we were talking before we came on the air how pleased you were to see all the different jurisdictions and entities come together on this project. And I know you wanted to kind of spread the word on that particularly Douglas County residents.
This project has really set the standard as a model for cooperation amongst different municipalities, different entities within the valley. We had overwhelming support from both Chelan County and Douglas County partners. It signals a paradigm shift in how we cooperate throughout the valley. We are starting to think more as a single entity when it comes to the benefit of projects to the community as a whole. This project is important to me because of the possibility of economic development, perhaps even some increased housing, and some economic stability for Douglas County as it develops there. That pool is shared throughout the entire county. It's not just siloed in the valley. The benefits are spread out throughout the entire region. There will be, hopefully, people who live in Chelan County that work over here. Or there may be people who buy a home over here and work in Chelan County, as the case may be. So this is a model of cooperation that I don't see slowing down. I think we've just kind of hit the tip of the iceberg, and it's going to continue on. We were talking about where we see this project going. I truly believe that at some point in time, we will see this economic development move up river, up into the Baker Flats area, perhaps a phase two, phase three type scenario. And it's all good for our valley. Growth is going to happen regardless of what an individual's opinion of it is. The best thing that we can do as responsible leaders in our community is get in front of that growth and manage it well so we can benefit the most amount of people in the community.
So, Commissioner Sutton, this is just phase one, and when you're working with your legislators and this goes well, does that help with phase two, getting more funding at a later stage? Of course, this is going to be over the process of many, many years. How do you think getting to stage one here may grease the skids, I guess, for lack of a better term, for future development out in that area or moving north?
Success breeds success. I have no doubt that this is going to be a very beneficial project for our community. And it will. I am certain it will move north. You mentioned something about having gray hair, and I have gray hair too. So I may not actually see some of this come to fruition, but knowing that the people sitting in this room and a lot of the other entities in the valley were a part of getting this far is very encouraging. And there's just good things coming on the horizon.
What would you kind of like to see kind of spring up out there? We're talking roughly 300 acres. What would you like to see out there if you could wave a magic wand?
Well, I've been asked this question before, and And it's a blank canvas. The opportunities are only limited by our imagination of what could go out there. I would love to see a nice high-end motel out there. I think that'd be great. I'd like to see something wine-themed out there. Community parks, education center of some sort. There's really no limit to, within reason, to what we can achieve out there.
And let's circle back to, again, Lisa Parks, who's the executive director of the Douglas County Port District. Again, this is part of the Port District charge. From a Port District perspective, envision out there?
I think I would concur with Commissioner Sutton. It really is a wide-open opportunity for the entire region. And part of the work that we've done has really positioned the property well. When we get calls from developers saying, you know, what can we do? Where can we do this type of project? We now have a place that we can say we're going to have sewer here in a couple of years, and this is going to be a really great opportunity. That's always the first question is when will there be infrastructure? So I think that it's a wide open opportunity for the region. I think the collaboration is something that is I agree is going to continue, and it really has been the key to our success. And I think that it is a good example of what happens when you work together as opposed to necessarily doing your own thing in your silo. So we're super excited about the energy around this project. We're really excited about all of the coming together that's happened over several years. You know, the wheels of government turn kind of slowly, at least in terms of what people would like to see sometimes. But all of the legwork that we've done over the past several years has really now paid off very well for our community.
I got another question for Bernita Landers, General Manager of the Sewer District. Bernita, when do you get the check? Is the check in the mail yet?
You know, I don't think the check's in the mail yet, and we're waiting with bated breath, actually, to kind of see something that formalizes the notice that we got from the legislators. So, but I'll let you know because we're all excited to hear about that.
Greg, any final thoughts on this whole project? Again, when you're asking, you know, for two, fingers crossed, and you get double that amount, I'm sure your fellow commissioners were just delighted when the news came back from our legislators, Senator Hawkins and Keith Gaynor and Mike Steele. Hey, there ended up being four in the appropriation.
Pretty easy, isn't it? I think this just reflects some extraordinary planning that's gone on for quite a few years. And the other thing I learned out of this is this project's so well supported on by both counties, both cities, both mayors, chambers. It's just well supported, and I think everybody believes in the idea of any good project we do in our footprint, whether it's in Chelan or Douglas County, is good for everybody. So this is just one of those good projects.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Well, any final thoughts from any of the four of you? I've thrown out most of my questions, but Lisa, I think you had maybe a final thought you wanted to share?
I just wanted to express a lot of thanks to our legislators. Senator Hawkins has been a huge champion of this project from the get-go, and the work that Representative Steele did in particular, working on the actual capital budget, not just getting it into the House budget, but then negotiating the final budget. We're very appreciative of all of them and Representative Gaynor as well. And it really speaks well, I think, to the community that we have some great legislators that are working really hard for us over in Olympia.
All right. Bernita?
I was going to basically say the same thing, too. Our legislators work really, really hard, and it would never have happened without their support. And I also want to thank all the local entities that supported this. They provided letters, an outreach to the legislators that showed what a regional project this really is. And I want to thank all of them as well.
Alrighty. I want to thank all of our guests, including Douglas County Commissioner Dan Sutton, Sewer Commissioner Greg Peterson, and as you heard, Bernita Landers, the General Manager for Douglas County Sewer District, and Lisa Parks, the Executive Director of the Port of Douglas County, today on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
News Radio 560 KPQ. KPQ time is 12:37. Thanks to Dave for recording that interview with the folks over in Douglas County in East Wenatchee about the Wenatchee Landing Project. We continue the conversation about the economy and the state of business and economy in the state of Washington and in our particular area with regional labor economist Don Messick, who joins us on a relatively frequent basis to talk a little bit about how things are going. And Don, welcome to the agenda.
Well, thanks for asking me. It's good to be here.
It is always good to have you because you always give us the details on what's going on. And I was looking over some of the information you sent me, of which there is a lot. We don't have, unfortunately, a lot of time to get into all of it. But we are starting to get a picture sort of what 2018 looked like for the Wenatchee MSA. And there's some good and there's some bad, but let's go ahead and start with sort of what you see when you were looking at some of the numbers for 2018. What was your overall takeaways when it comes to the Wenatchee MSA?
It was a good year, good economic year. Our non-farm employment was up. We grew at a 2.9% clip last year. Excuse me. Allergy. And the state grew at a 2.6% growth rate between 17 and 18. Oh, excuse me, Kevin. I got allergy.
Yeah,
but I think that's a good sign, is our non-farm growth was a little bit faster in the state. Again, summarized 2.9% here in the two-county area, 2.6% statewide. Our unemployment rate set historic low. We had a 4.8% annual average unemployment rate last year, and that's the best rate since we started to compile data electronically in our agency going back to 1990.
But I remember when I was used to, because I get the reports every month, the three or four reports that give you, here's the state numbers, here's the county by county numbers. And I remember there were a couple of times in which the Chelan County folks had the best unemployment in the state. They were better even than King County, which isn't a very common occurrence. Usually King County leads the way on unemployment, but Chelan County there's a lot of growth and a lot of people being put to work around our area.
It is. There's a lot of good news. And, of course, you know, all the indicators aren't always good. But I think in terms of the unemployment rate, one thing to keep in mind is our unemployment rate is very seasonal. And every year we usually go from, if you look at the monthly rates, seasonal highs in December and January. And then the rate falls down to a seasonal low in July. That's the cherry harvest. It usually rises a bit in August. It's the lull between the cherry and apple harvest, and then drops down again in September and October. So you're right. There were a couple months there, especially during the harvest season, July, September, October, when our rates here were even lower than the state's.
So outside of agriculture, because I know you guys look at non-farm employment because farm employment is so seasonal. In your experience, or I guess in some of the numbers that you were looking at, what was driving such great job growth and low unemployment in our area?
Well, we do pick up agricultural numbers, but it's a little bit of a lag there. For example, right now we have annual average figures for 2017. We won't get 2018 data till about June or July. But so we have our non-farm estimates. We had about 1,300 more non-farm jobs last year in the two-county area, Chelan, Douglas counties, which we affectionately call the Wenatchee MSA. But what industries added? Construction was up 300 jobs last year, 11% growth rate. So that was, in terms of a percent growth rate, that was really led the way. But there were other industries that fared very well. Health services up 300, and that was an annual growth rate of 4.1%. Leisure and hospitality, think hotels and restaurants, that was up 200, 3.1% growth. So we had several industries that did pretty well. No major industry really took a big hit last year. And again, to recap it, I think the big three that led the way were construction, health services, leisure and hospitality, and that helped our economy greatly last year. And basically what helped is I mean is to help push our growth rate up to about 2.9% in calendar year 2018.
And where the jobs were, we had lots of jobs, meant that the laborers were going to come along and find them. So we also had growth in our civil, or what is called our civilian labor force, all these technical terms that
yes.
act like I know what they mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's the civilian labor force, and that's kind of the encouraging thing, Kevin, is we look right now at some of the indicators, and our data that we're talking about today goes up through and including March of this year. And the one downside is, although we're seeing a little slowing in the job growth rates here in the county, in the two-county area, the labor force growth is still quite strong. In fact, our labor force growth here in the Wenatchee MSA, the growth rates have been a little faster in the last 12 months than the state. In almost every month, they've been a little bit faster. Good news. Bad news is our non-farm job growth has started to cool a bit in probably about the last 6-7 months. We're still growing. The economy's still adding non-farm jobs, but we're not adding jobs at quite the rate of the state. And the state, you know, has been growing around 2.5% in that range for pretty much the last year. So it's a kind of a mix of good and bad news. Labor force, yes, labor force is looking good. People are coming into the labor force, good news. Bad news or something to watch is the fact that our non-farm job growth pace is slowing a bit for, say, about the last 6 months, so that now we're growing, adding jobs, non-farm jobs, at a little slower pace than the state.
And when you have the same rate of people coming in looking for work and fewer jobs now for them, or maybe not growing at the same rate, what you're end up going to have is that there's a few more people who are out of work and the unemployment's going to take a slight rise.
Yes. Well, another thing that hit us, too, in February and March was we had a very dismal winter, and that put a lot of people out of work in the agricultural and the construction fields. So we still may be feeling that a little bit in these March numbers. But, I think whenever an economy has such a good year as we did in 2018 with rates at historic low, and this is not unique to Chelan Douglas counties, it applies to most counties here. I serve a 7-county area here in central Washington. Most counties had historic low unemployment rates in 2018. Sooner or later, the rate has to rise, and I think we're seeing that now in most counties. The rates are creeping upward, and it's not reason to push the panic button. I think it's just a normal ebb and flow of unemployment rates.
We're talking with Don Messick, regional labor economist with the state of Washington. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about the job numbers, unemployment, and all of that. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
News Radio 560 KPQ. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:49. I'm Kevin Rout, sitting in for Dave Bernstein, who's over at the Wenatchee Lions Law Enforcement Luncheon right now. I'm talking with Don Messick, regional labor economist for the state of Washington. And Don, we were talking a little before the break about the economy drivers and what has been so good. And you highlighted construction, leisure, and hospitality, and local government. Let's dive into those a little bit more. So construction, I can see, because we are having a housing shortage, and I'm seeing there's construction everywhere.
Yes, it's construction. It's been I looked at all the major industries last year and which major industry grew fastest on a percentage basis was construction. We've seen actually a little bit, though, in February and March of this year of no growth in that industry in terms of this February 19 versus February of 18, March of 19 versus March of 18. But we got to remember that this industry's had such a robust growth rate during the last year that sometimes just staying where we were is not really bad news. Year over year, in fact, our employment in the the Wenatchee's construction industry has either stabilized or risen for 35 months from May of 2016 right up through March of this year. In other words, either actually stabilized or added jobs year over year. So that's been doing really well. Leisure and hospitality, exceptionally well. And we get estimates every month on these industries. They're preliminary estimates, but we should add that leisure and hospitality has been growing or stabilized in for the past 18 months here. So, in fact, I think that's an industry, again, primarily hotels and especially restaurants that has been adding jobs, I think heavily tourism-based. The one industry that's slowed a bit, and it's something to watch, I don't really know the specifics, is local government. You know, statewide, Kevin, local government has about 50% of all jobs in the state. And so think primary and secondary schools. And the last 6 months, our local government has started to dip. And so I don't have the detail in specifically what element of local government, but I did a little, and we'll get that in time, but we don't have the detail. All we can say is our estimates show that local government has been shedding some jobs for the last 6 months, year over year. But I looked at the state figures, and I noticed that statewide, local government's also been down. Even though in aggregate, we added jobs in local government last year. The state added jobs. It's usually a growth industry, so to speak. But between the Marches of 18 and 19, Washington State has shed jobs, only about 300 jobs statewide. And where has that loss been? In the educational services category of local government. So non-administration or ports or police, fire, libraries. It's been in ed services. And I don't know whether there's a little restructuring. I don't know what's going on. Again, we'll get that detail as the months go by. But it's been something to watch that our ed, I think our local government has been a little sluggish the last 6 months here in the Wenatchee MSA.
And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to get much better, at least in terms of education, because I know that maybe not so much here. I think our school districts aren't quite in the bad of shape, but statewide, you're looking at, what were the numbers I was seeing, $16 million in shortfalls in Everett and $50 million of shortfalls in Tacoma. And there's a lot of school districts right now that are going to have to cut jobs for this upcoming school year. And so I feel like the education sector is not done with the bad news, at least as a statewide level.
You know, that might be. That might be. Because I've noticed last year, for example, we added 100 jobs in the two-county area in Chelan and Douglas counties. And in most years, local government in aggregate has been a growth industry. But we are seeing the sluggishness now for the last 6 months. And it could be just what you're referring to, budget shortfalls, some... You know, a lot of these industries move. It's kind of like a pendulum, you know, up and back. But, and again, I should emphasize these are preliminary estimates that we have. But looking at our estimates, the last 6 months, local government has been one of the few industries that's been slowing from an employment perspective. And I think maybe that's one of the industries that's helping to kind of decelerate our total non-farm growth in the Wenatchee MSA.
And then I look at your construction numbers, and I have to let you go, but I see nothing for February, no growth or even loss in February. Well, we also had a record snowfall in February, so that explains everything you need to know
about
it.
That's really it. In fact, if you look at the state non-farm growth rates over the years, you'll see we've always been up there above 2%, except in February this year, statewide, and it even depressed the bad weather.
Just the crazy
even one. Depressed statewide. Now, it's still positive, but we just didn't have the, you know, 2.5% growth rate in the state. I think it was down around 1.3% between the Februarys of 18 and 19 across Washington, primarily for that reason.
Don, thanks so much for coming up. I really appreciate talking with you.
Always a pleasure, and anytime, give me a buzz.
Regional labor economist Don Messick on the agenda.